Tonight we'd like to see to the revelation of Jesus Christ. So to the revelation of Jesus Christ, we can divide it in several chapters. Chapter 1 through 3 regards the present tense. From chapter 4 through the last chapter 22, the future, the tense. So chapter 4 and 5, basically what will happen in the heaven in the future. So on Jesus' rapture with the Christians on the earth in the future. Also, from chapter 6 through chapter 19, so that's seven tribulation in the future. So the chapter 20, millennium kingdom, which John talks about. The last one, chapter 21, 22, new heaven and the new earth in the future. So chapter 1, the verse 1 said, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Bible said Jesus Christ reveals this book, not John the Elder reveals this book. The bottom line, Jesus Christ reveals this book, which God gave unto him. Actually, God the Father gave this prophecy to Jesus Christ to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. So then Jesus Christ gives his servant, who are his servant? He sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John. So God the Father gave a certain message to Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ gave it to angel, then angel delivered that message to servant John. So in this kind of order, so John is one of 12 disciples. So John never got martyred, so he lived a long life. So with Virgin Mary, who was Jesus' mother long times. Verse 2, who has recorded the word of God? So the revelation is the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. So this is a Jesus Christ testimony. The testimony means in court system in the United States, for example, plaintiff need a witness. So witness come here. He testified for plaintiff for good side. He's a very good guy. So the defendant is wrong or something like that, testified for him. Or defendant bring a co-witness, another witness bring, said, defendant is a good guy, defendant has a good excuse, a plaintiff is a bad guy. This kind of means, testify. So the statement which Jesus Christ testify is called the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the revelation includes the testimony of Jesus Christ too, and of all things that he saw. So the John, servant John, elder John, saw all things. So he wrote down all things that he saw, and still revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 3, blessed is he that readeth. So whoever reads this book is blessed, like the Psalm chapter 1, to whoever meditate the gospel day and night is blessed too. So the gospel give a blessing to us. What blessing? The basically spiritual blessing. Spiritual blessing is much more bigger than the earthly blessing, like money, you know, health, you know, something like that. Because money, health, glory, you know, is limited to time or limited to space, location, very short time compared to eternity, you know, obviously. So the huge blessing is eternal. Who reads this book is blessed. They dare hear the words of this prophecy and keep. Also, whoever hear the words of this prophecy. So the faith in the divine, you know, whoever hear of the word can to grow, you know, faith, you know, according to Book of Rome, you know, the faith is come from hearing. Hearing come from the word. So, you know, whoever hear over the word will have, you know, faith. This one is hear the words of this prophecy. So also is blessed. Also, they who keep those things which are written therein. Who keeps these things which are written in this book is blessed too. So verse 3, last one, for the time is at hand, which meaning, you know, shortly or quickly, time is at hand, you know, the which is very close time. We can give a question to the revelation of Jesus Christ was written by John in 95 AD. So later, almost 2,000 years ago, you know, John wrote this book. He said the time is at hand, shortly. So 2,000 years is shortly? So it does not make sense, you know, some people, you know, raise the question, you know, that kind of meaning. So the shortly meaning, you know, our heart toward to the Lord, you know, basically we are eagering to meet our Lord Jesus Christ as quickly as possible. That indicates our heart to meet. So some people, you know, when he or she goes to bed, he or she, you know, prayed to the Lord, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ will come here tonight or tomorrow morning. You know, that kind of attitude we call, you know, the time is at hand or shortly, quickly. So anytime the Christians has a heart to see our Lord Jesus Christ as quickly as possible, as soon as possible. That kind of attitude. So that kind of attitude, that kind of heart, you know, give us to keep, you know, purity rather than, you know, compromise with the world, it means so. First of all, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, the John, the servant, indicates seven churches. In that time, they were not only seven churches, but also more churches. For example, Corinthians, Colossians are not indicated here. So seven churches, which means seven stand for perfect number. So number four, the creature number. Three is God's number. So God in Trinity, God the Father, Son of God, the Holy Spirit, number three. Mm-hmm. Four is like animal, four legs. Mm-hmm. Human being, two hands, two legs, and four, the creature. Mm-hmm. So three is a God's number, creature's number. Mm-hmm. So four plus three equal to seven. So seven is a creature plus a creature number, which means perfect, complete. That was seven churches, which meaning John, actually Jesus Christ, the maker in the churches, so seven examples among, all local churches on the earth. Mm-hmm. So that kind of concept, which are in Asia. So we can see, the seven churches in three views. Number one view, when John wrote down the revelation of Jesus Christ, the seven churches existed. Mm-hmm. So which meaning 2,000 years ago, seven churches existed in particular Asia. Mm-hmm. Asia. That is the first view. Second, a little extending whole church history, big history, mm-hmm. in 2,000 history. Just the earlier church, after the earlier church, first come on Ephesians, some kind of, then, yeah, seven, yeah. Then, that is persecution, mm-hmm. persecution because Nero, killed many Christians, some kind of Roman, emperor, persecuted mm-hmm. Christians, that kind of history, the mm-hmm. situation. Then, the Constantine declared Christianity as the religion of a Rome, nation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That kind of Catholic, system. There's a contamination with power, political power, mm-hmm. also with many idols, which existed at that time. So then the revolution of religion, Protestant, Martin Luther, Calvin, John Wesley, come out, that is 1500 AD. Mm-hmm. That situation. That, the next step is the present, the situation. Mm-hmm. So certain local church, keep the word of God, faithfully, mm-hmm. but certain local church, the pursue, wealth, luxury rather than the word of God. That kind of, so long church history, we can see seven churches. That is the second view. Mm. The last one is right now, present situation in 2008, we can see seven kinds of churches today existing local churches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when we see today existing local churches, we can figure out which local church is like Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
is like Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
is like Laodicea, you know, yeah, that kind of a concept. So we can see three, you know, views. Yeah, so this one is John and two seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you. So first of all, you know, talk about grace. So how do you define, you know, grace? Grace is a freely unmerited gift. Freely, which meaning without any cost.
Mm.
You don't do anything. That which means free.
Mm.
Free. We don't. You don't need, you know, give money. You don't need, you know, your time, or pay your time, your labor, your skill, your money. That is free. Second is unmerited. So God gave a gift to unmerited. God never ordered anything to you.
Mm.
That is unmerited.
Mm.
God gave you, you know, 100% regardless of your merit.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of your merit, God gave, you know, His gift to you. The last one, gift. Gift meaning donor, maker, gift to donee, regardless of donee's intention.
Mm-hmm.
So donor, you know, like will decide, you know, whom, which one God, you know, wants to give her a certain gift. That is God's sovereignty, you know, God's, you know, authority, so we can say. So the grace is freely unmerited favor given by God. You know, be unto you. So unto you, you know, each of you, and peace. So Bible states in this order, first always come from, you know, grace, then peace. This indicates, you know, the serious thing. Without grace, you know, actually no peace. Because non-Christians, you know, they told me or told everybody, peace, shalom, easily. But if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that peace is a temporal, not very long. Because we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that Jesus Christ was dead. We bloodshed to cleanse my sins. Then, you know, I was dead, you know, with the Lord Jesus Christ together. Then the Spirit of Christ dwell in me. The Holy Spirit worked through me. So the Lord Jesus Christ lived again with me. That kind of life, you know, we call, you know, Christian, you know, life. So that kind of, we feel, we think of that grace. So automatically, the peace come into my heart from that grace. So that's why in this order, grace and peace. Without grace, no eternal peace, like a temporal. yeah, grace be unto you, peace. From him, which is he and which is, which is to come. Here, you know, the past tense, present tense, future tense. Jesus Christ existed in the past. Jesus Christ exists now. Jesus Christ will exist in the future, which meaning Jesus exists forever. He is alive forever.
Mm-hmm.
So eternal God, eternal Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This one is first present tense, is IS present tense, WAS past tense,
mm-hmm.
which is to come future tense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jesus Christ will come on the earth. And from the seven spirits, which are before his throne. Here, you know, what do you mean seven spirits? Seven also, perfect number.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is a perfect. So seven spirits, mm-hmm. which means perfect. So we know, you know, evil spirit, you know, strange spirit, you know, so many devil spirit, you know, many kinds of spirit. This is a seven spirits, which mean perfect spirit, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, pure, holy spirit, you know, seven spirit. Spirits which are before his throne. So, so then, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. So Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. So Jesus Christ is witness faithfully. Faithfully, which means continually. Faithful meaning continually.
Mm-hmm.
If you got assigned something, you are working faithfully, which means you keep on your assignment
mm-hmm.
continually without ceasing,
mm-hmm.
regardless of, you know, any condition, like a traffic, or feel bad, you know, consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a meaning, you know, faithful. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, witness the, over whom, you know, God the Father. So, one of the disciples asked Jesus in the Gospel of John, I want to see God the Father. Jesus answered him, yeah, when you see me, yeah, you already see God the Father, you know. That's why, you know, he is the witness of God the Father. So that's the bottom line. So Jesus, you know, asked us, you know, can you find the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the Acts. Chapter 1, verse 8. Can you read it loudly?
Yeah. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
Yeah. Right here, in the Holy Spirit is a come upon you and me, you and I shall be witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if when Holy Spirit work through my heart, so we become the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like that, Jesus Christ is the witness of God the Father. So we are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So then, with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be a witness to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the of the world.
Mm. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
When he works through us, we're a witness? Say that again.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is the witness of God the Father.
Mm.
God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus Christ was dead for us and on the cross with bloodshed. Then was buried and third day rose again.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave us the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of Christ come upon us,
mm-hmm.
which meaning the Spirit of Christ is working through me.
Mm.
I am just an instrument.
Mm.
So I, at that moment, I become the witness of Jesus Christ. Mm. Because the actual worker, the Holy Spirit,
mm.
is a worker.
Mm.
So that's why, you know, I work on something to showing off as the witness of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So
I see.
Yeah, do you understand?
Working.
Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, because so God the Father right there, God the Father, God the Father, you know, gave his only begotten Son.
Mm.
So whoever sees the Lord Jesus Christ already saw God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because at that moment, Jesus Christ is the witness of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in me.
Mm.
But the Holy Spirit, the fullest, which meaning I am nothing.
Mm.
I am totally denied.
Right.
Fullness. Then is the Holy Spirit work through fully.
Yeah.
There is the Holy Spirit, the witness, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Witness the Lord Jesus Christ. At that moment, yeah, we become the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So that kind of a consequence right here, Jesus Christ, you know, witness, is a faithful witness of God the Father, verse 5. And the first begotten of the dead. So Jesus Christ rose again from the dead in human histories. Only Jesus Christ was a complete dead. Jesus Christ was buried for 3 days and rose again. He alive. So that's why first begotten of the dead. So Jesus Christ, the first begotten Son of the dead. And the prince of the kings of the earth. We saw, you know, many kings on the earth, including president, prime minister, you know, and country.
Mm.
So who controls, you know, above all, you know, leaders, you know? But the Lord Jesus Christ is a prince, which meaning
king.
He king of kings, mm-hmm. you know, all president, including Obama, you know.
Mm. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Right. He's, you know, he's above Obama.
Yeah.
Above, you know, everybody. Yeah. Korean president or, you know, Chinese, you know, prime minister, you know, Japan, you know, whoever. So he is. the prince talks about unto him they loved us. So Jesus Christ loved us and washed us from our sins in our his own blood. So Jesus got a blood cell cleans away our sins. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have a blessing life, also obviously shall cleanse our own sins completely. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall cleanse his sins completely, fully, with Jesus' bloodshed. So that's in bottom line, right here, verse 5. Verse 6, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. This is a very crucial verse, you know. Jesus Christ clearly stated the Christians in New Testament, you are kings, you are priests. Yeah, right here, verse 6, unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever, ever, ever. So all Christians are kings because Jesus Christ is king over kings. So we are, you know, adopted son of God the Father. We are, which means we all Christians, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, becomes adopted children of God. So Jesus is one child, only begotten son, you know. So we, that's why we can call Jesus our brother. Jesus is the natural son, natural blood son, you know, by of God. But we are the adopted children. So that's why, you know, we are kings, we are priests. Jesus is a high priest. In book of Hebrew indicate that in the Old Testament, the Levi, you know, only Aaron's descendants can become priest. So I like that. But Jesus Christ doesn't follow, you know, Levi.
He's in the order of
Melchizedek. So actually, he came from Judea, not, you know, Levi. Right. So we, you know, follow Jesus, you know, line.
Right.
There's Jesus, the high priest.
Right.
So all Christians, automatic priests.
Mm.
What does it mean, you know, priest? Meaning, we can pray to God the Father through high priest Jesus Christ. So you are pastor or you are a singer, you know, worship leader or deacon, deaconess, it doesn't matter. You know, whoever can talk with God the Father through Jesus Christ, the high priest.
Right.
Because we are priests. That's a crucial point. Also, to Jesus Christ be glory and dominion forever, forever. So only God or the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified forever. So dominion meaning controlling, you know, all the world, not only earth and heaven, you know, the Jesus Christ has a dominion power over the earth and heaven. How long? Forever, forever, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. What does it mean? We agree.
Right.
Yeah, with that. Yeah, that's true. Amen. We simply mean we agree without any condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Nice. Yeah, we agree with that. That is verse 6. So we conclude today, you know, up to verse 6. Next week, we will continue. See from verse 7 through more verses. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah. If you have any question, tonight, we continue to see the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. Verses 9 through last verse. I, John, who also am your brother. So John called by himself as your brother. So readers are Christians. We know that because John called himself, you know, as your brother and companion in tribulation. So in suffering, John also participated in tribulation suffering. Why? In the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ, because of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So John has suffering, impatience, so long suffering. He has a long suffering. Why? John was in the isle that is called Patmos, so Mediterranean Sea, you know, they are small, you know, isle land, the name is Patmos. John was sent out, you know, to Patmos by the Roman Emperor, who persecuted Christians at that time, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, because he taught the word of God, he revealed the word of God, and also he introduced Jesus Christ's testimony to Christians. Because of that, he was sent out in the isle over Patmos for suffering, for persecution over Christianity. Verse 10 said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. John the Apostle saw, you know, a certain vision, so he described his vision in separate, you know, some part over very clear right here. I was in the spirit. He said he was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Lord's day, what's meaning right here? The Lord Jesus Christ calling him, you know, that day, and heard behind him a great voice as of trumpet. So the Lord shouted, with a great voice, like a trumpet, saying, the Lord, which means Jesus Christ, saying, I am Alpha and Omega. So Alpha and Omega, that's a Greek alphabets. The first word, Alpha, the last word, Omega, like in English alphabet, first word, A, last word, Z, you know, something like that. So which means Jesus Christ controls, you know, everything. So beginning and last, including, you know, middle point, moment to moment, Jesus Christ, you know, has authority over any world history, any man history, you know, any creature, you know, he has all authority, you know, over everything. So that's why I said, you know, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. So the first alphabet of the Greek is Alpha. The last alphabet of the Greek is Omega. What thou seest, write in a book. So the John writes in this book about what he saw and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. So this letter was sent out, you know, to seven churches in Asia, right here. You know, first one is Ephesus. That is the seven churches anti-clockwise. First Ephesus, second Smyrna, third one Pergamos, the first one Thyatira, the Sardis, Philadelphia, six, the last one Laodicea. Those churches are recipients over the Jesus Christ saying written by John the Apostle. And I turned to see, I, John the Apostle, saw the voice that spake with me. So the voice which spake to me. So the Lord, you know, said something, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. He saw the spiritual visions, seven golden candlesticks. So candlesticks stand for church. Verse 20 explain right here, the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So seven local churches are symbolized with seven candlesticks. So each candlestick is a single church, a local church. So this one talk about that. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, so in among the seven churches, one like unto the Son of Man. So somebody is among seven candlesticks. He looks like the Son of Man. The Son of Man is a messianic title of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came on the earth as a ransom, as a man. That's why, you know, man, Son of Man. So God, originally, he is God, but he came on the earth, you know, as a man for sacrifice to cleanse away our sins. That's why Son of Man is a messianic title, so specifically indicating the Lord Jesus Christ. Clothed with a garment down to the foot, you know, garment, you know, so came down, you know, onto the foot, and girt about the paps with the golden girdle. So, about the paps in a bosom, like there's a golden girdle, you know, golden girdle covered the Jesus, you know, bosom. Here, you know, indicate paps, you know, breast, you know, the covered Jesus' breast with the golden girdle. His hat and his hairs were white like wool. So his head, you know, looks like white. So this one is John the Apostle. So his head, which was white. I listened to another Christian's testimony in his dream. He saw Jesus. Jesus had like a black. He told me black. His hair.
Oh.
His hair, you know, like a black and, you know, red and white. And I thought immediately this verse. You know, the Bible says, you know, white, but he saw, you know, vision of black. You know, the, in his night dream.
Mm.
But I can't say you are wrong, because the Bible said, you know, white, you know.
Yeah, right.
But that, you know, his personal limited experience, spiritual experience in his night dream. But the Bible itself said his hat and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. So Jesus had, you know, Jesus' hair like wool or snow. John the Apostle saw the spiritual vision over Jesus Christ. He saw, you know, Jesus' head and Jesus' hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. So Jesus' hairs were white. And his eyes were as a flame of a fire. So Jesus' eyes were the fire, and like fire. So probably, you know, is yellow and red color or something like that. And his feet like a fine brass. Brass also metal, you know, its color is yellow, but the light yellow, as if they burned in a furnace. So brass color is similar to fire in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many words. So Jesus' voice is like the word. Fall, like a Niagara, you know, fall, you know, we listen to, you know, waterfall, you know,
no.
Jesus' voice, you know, is like that. So we saw, you know, another, the second Thessalonians, can I open second, there's a very similar verse 2. The First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Can you read that, Jeremy?
Second Thessalonians
Yeah. The first Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. First. Yeah. Verse 16.
Chapter 4, verse 16.
Yeah.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
Yeah, with trump of God. So also Jesus, voice with a shout. So it's similar to, the sound of many words, not single word. Many warriors sound, shout. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Right hand, he holds seven stars. The stars indicate, verse 20, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. So the angels, the Greek word angelos. Angelos means angel, second means servant or minister.
Mm.
So we can say the stars are ministers, like a college career, the minister Jeremy. Spanish minister Ernie, Tagalog, Filipino language minister Christian, something like that. Here, seven stars, seven ministers over seven candlesticks.
Mm.
So each local church has a representative one minister. So total, seven stars meaning seven ministries for seven churches.
Mm.
So this one, the Jesus hold in his right hand seven stars, seven angels, seven ministries, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Yeah, his mouth likely sharp two-edged sword. So his word, God's word is like a two-edged sword. We can say Hebrews chapter 4. Do you remember that? Yeah. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 4.
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword.
Right, exactly. That is also here indicate that the foe at 12, right here, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Similar to this verse. His mouth went sharp two-edged sword. So the word of God, the word of Christ is a sharp two-edged sword. So with the word of God, we can distinguish what is the intent, what is the thought, what is the marrow, what is born?
Right.
So this is the word of God. So to add to the sword, and his countenance or his face was the sun shines in his strength. So his face is brightening.
Mm.
So we listen to the lady's testimony, she saw, Jesus' face, like shining, or some lightning, or something like that. We can see Malachi, can I see it? Right here, very similar verse to Molokai. The Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Can you read that?
But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall.
Yeah. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. So, to whom? Who? You that fear my name. So somebody who fears God's name, right here, the Son of Righteousness shall arise, you know, to him with healing. So the God to show up, you know, like the Son of the Son. Over righteousness. So right here, it's a similar version to this. His countenance, Jesus' face was as the sun shines in his strength. So those ones were John's vision in the prayer. Mm-hmm. So we can experience in many ways, in some ways. So those, you know, verses. Then verse 17, and when I saw him, so John saw Jesus, or the Son of Man, I fell at his feet as dead. So he, you know, fell down, you know, at his feet, which meaning at Jesus' feet as dead. So he really feared the Jesus Christ. Yeah, like the fall down, you know. Yeah, humbles at the Lord's feet. And he laid it. The Bible said that fear, you know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Mm. Also, the fear of God is the beginning of understanding. So, we need a holy fear of God. But when you commit sin, you laid it. The Bible said that fear, you know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Also, the fear of God is the beginning of understanding. So, we need a holy fear of God. But when you commit sin, you might fear the Lord too. Whoa. But in a different meaning, different sense, right? Yeah, Adam, you know, committed sin. At that moment, Adam feared the law. That's different. So, but here, you know, fear is a holy fear. You know, God is so awesome. The Lord is so awesome. Lord Jesus Christ is really God.
Right.
So that's why, you know,
it goes both ways.
Yeah.
When you see God, even though it's a good thing,
right.
Like you see God, sometimes you're still kind of like,
right. Holy fear, yeah. Like that. That's why John, you know, fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Jesus, laid his Jesus' right hand upon John, saying, fear not. But see, do not fear. Fear not. I am the first and the last. It is also Jesus controls all human history, everything, all creatures, everything, the first and the last. In the last month, we lost, you know, 6 church members at a telco facility. So I thought, you know, those are peoples, because prayer request, those are people, I put them down in the last box, you know, believe the family members over, you know, those decedents. So right here on, you know, page 9, believe the families of them, Terishita Tan, Worship Sergeant, Mary Crispino, Helen Israel, you know, those people.
These are all the people that died here?
Yeah, died. So many people. So, but we know that, you know, some people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ during their life. So they are with the Lord Jesus Christ forever.
Yeah, amen.
So, yeah, that really encouraged us. That's why, you know, we live with the Lord Jesus Christ all the times. Unfortunately, we fail, you know, sometimes, you know. So, yeah, Jesus Christ, He is the first and the last, from beginning and the last. I am He that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. So Jesus, in the present tense, lives right now. Jesus was dead. You know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was dead. He was dead on the cross. Then was buried. You know, 30 rose again. Jesus was dead. And beholding, or look, I am alive forevermore. So Jesus is alive forever. Amen. Amen, which meaning I agree with, you know, this sentence, or yes, yes. And have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus have a key. Jesus controls hell and death. So hell's power, or death's power, is under the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, you know, can call me or you to death, you know, physical death, including physical death too. Whenever Jesus calls me, so our spirit and the physical body, you know, will be separated. The physical body will come into dust in the earth, but the spirit, you know, with the Lord, you know, forever, then in His rapture, so my body will be supernatural. So we call it a spiritual body, you know, spiritual body made by heaven, you know, that kind of, so that body will never be decayed or never be rotten. So that kind of stuff. So Jesus Christ has a power over hell or death. Write the things which thou hast seen. So Jesus commanded to Apostle John, write the things which you have seen. So that's why, you know, John wrote down what he saw, the vision of Jesus Christ, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So the has seen, which meaning the present perfect, including, you know, past tense and the present, hasn't seen. You have a seen, which meaning the we call, you know, present perfect tense.
Mm.
Present perfect tense, which meaning the since, you know, past tense,
mm-hmm,
until now. Mm. That is, you know, present perfect sense. So next one, the things which are in the present tense, in the present tense. The third one, the things which shall be hereafter, in the future sentence, future tense. So the chapter 1-3, that is the present, you know, perfect tense. Chapter 5 up to 22, you know, is future, so, tense, you know, right here. Verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand. So right here, you know, I used the present tense, and the seven golden candlesticks. So seven stars and the seven golden sticks, which John the Apostle saw. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. So chapter 1 is past tense. We can say, you know, chapter 2 and 3, you know, present tense. You know, chapter 4 through last chapter, you know, we can say, you know, future tense.
Mm.
So, you know, so the chapter 1 is a present perfect tense or past tense.
Mm.
Chapter 2 and 3, you know, present tense.
Mm.
The chapter 4 through last chapter in future tense. Why? Because Jesus, you know, just said right here.
That's his soul.
Yeah, verse 19. You have a seen present perfect tense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the things which you are.
Mm.
Yeah, present tense.
Uh-oh.
The things which shall be.
Uh-huh.
Is, yeah, present tense.